Schools and Schools. Part 1. Old Jerome Warren lived in a $100,000 house in New York. He was a banker and was very rich. He was so rich that every morning he walked a few streets in the direction of his office for his health, and then he had the money to go the rest of the way by cab. Old Jerome had an adopted son called Gilbert, the son of an old friend. Gilbert was quickly becoming a successful artist and now lived in a small studio not too far from old Jerome's house. Old Jerome's step-niece, Barbara Ross, lived in his house. Old Jerome liked to help other people, as he had no family of his own to care about. Gilbert and Barbara liked each other a lot. Everybody understood that one day they would get married. But at this point in the story, complications appeared. 30 years before, when old Jerome was young Jerome, there was a brother called Dick. Dick went west to make his fortune. Nobody heard anything about Dick until one day old Jerome received a letter from him. It was badly written, on paper that smelt of salt, bacon, and coffee, and the handwriting was childish. The letter read, "Dear Jerome, I went west to make my fortune, but I didn't succeed. I'm very sick now, maybe because I drink too much whiskey, and soon I'm going to die. I've spent 30 years looking for gold, but I haven't found anything. The only thing I've got is my daughter, Nevada. She's 19 years old, and I'm worried about what will happen to her after I die, so I'm sending her to you on the next train east. Please, will you look after her? Buy her food and clothes, teach her and love her until the end of her life, or until she marries. Your brother, Dick." Old Jerome was a very good man. He was always happy to help other people, and he was even prepared to bring strangers to live in his house. I wonder if men like old Jerome get their reward sometime, and if so, how and when. Old Jerome, Barbara, and Gilbert went together to the station and met Nevada Warren there. She was a short young woman, attractive in a natural way, unsophisticated, and with a dark suntan. She seemed strong and able to take care of herself. A person looking at her might think, "That girl should be wearing a leather skirt and cowboy boots and be riding a horse." But in fact, she was wearing a plain white shirt and black skirt. She didn't allow the porters to carry her heavy bag. She insisted on carrying it herself. Barbara went up to Nevada, kissed her suntan cheek, and said, "I'm sure we'll be the best of friends." "I hope so," said Nevada. "Dear little niece," said old Jerome, "you're very welcome in my house. Please imagine you're in your father's house and make yourself at home." "Thanks," said Nevada. "And I'm going to call you cousin," said Gilbert, with his charming smile. "Take my bag, please," said Nevada. "It's very heavy. It's got pieces of rock from 6 of Dad's old mines in it," she explained to Barbara. "I'm sure they're not at all valuable, but before he died, I promised Dad to bring them with me."